Everybody step, but we let it go. Come on. You know what I'm reppin', sit down and learn your lesson. We the B-L-A-K, okay, E-Bay. Now keep it raining, you're paying attention. Listen, we the B-L-A-K, okay, E-Bay. Nobody's seeing me, they told me it's my pain. It's uh-huh. So some love will be living under the logo. Right. Stop the hate, I ain't playing, homie, it's time to grow. Fuckin' with my money, yo, you don't wanna hear it, bro. I understand that, work hard and it pays more. Uh-huh. Cause I've been sitting and writing since 94. That's right, since 94, I wanted more, I need more. I need fuckin' with my art, you be ducking, dodging. My dog, oh. Now clap with me, they hating, so clap with me. I'm boogie down to the heart, peace up to the city. Peace up to the riders, cocaine suppliers, yeah. Rubber bands, duffel bag, black card grinders. No class flyers, catch me in the C-class, tags like flyers. Clean the way it came, same color as my sire. So grown up, keep the factory on tires, man. Let's go to Highland, check it hit the wall. Now we won't fall, yes, yes, y'all, yeah. Money coming in, homie, watch that fall, yeah. Black ghost, we ain't playing no more. We from the bottom to the top, here we go. And if you're riding and you're real, come wrong. They in the park ballers, but we all grown. Everybody strapped, but we let it go. Come on. You know when I'm reppin', sit down and learn your lesson. We the B-L-A-K, okay, E-Bay. I told you we raining, homie, now pay attention. We the B-L-A-K, okay, E-Bay. You smell that? Didn't want any wine. Something about the cream got me going out of my mind. How can I ever grow, yo, if I don't even try? I don't even lie, you can't read between the lines. I'm a beat, no slice, I'm craving the whole pie. Let them have it, the click clack and I'll be revived. I'm blowing up, someone stepped on a landmine. You fucking with me, then we go on line for line, yeah. I'm something harder, getting better every time, yeah. I'm loving the rap, you hear it when I rhyme, uh-huh. No need to get bent out of shape, you'll be fine, uh-huh. Before you get bent out of shape, I mean literally, okay. You remind me of cake, evidently you're sweet, sweet. That nigga's pushing the weight, but your jaw's still weak. See the heat is backed up, love to make it skate. You know what I'm rapping, sit down and learn your lesson. We the B-L-A-K, okay, you say. I told you we raining, homie, now pay attention. We the B-L-A-K, okay, you say. Back against the wall, now we won't fall. Yes, yes, y'all. Whoa. Money coming in, homie, watch that fall. Black dope, we ain't playing no more. Look, we want it all. Boom. We from the bottom to the top, here we go. Boom. And if you're riding and you're real, come roll. Boom. They in the park ballers, but we all grown. Everybody strapped, but we let it go.
What's good, y'all? This is your girl, Miss Kika. Your tune is the BOE for the pages of the airwaves. And we're going to be popping as we always do. Appreciate you rocking with your girl. Let's get this show started. And we want to walk up beyond. Nah. Let's talk about the iHeart Music Awards, which I didn't see. And normally I do podcast, the Music Awards. But this one, even if I don't catch it live, the networks replay have it on this screen, so you can watch it. So I'm gonna share with y'all the winners of iHeart Awards. Okay? So the winners are in the 2020 iHeart Radio Awards. So I mean, the most artists and songs on iHeart Radio and from last year, 10 additional awards, ceremonies, featured stars, and stuff, including Taylor, Lizzo, Lizzo, they aren't very bad anymore. This year, the show, which is airing live from the last Monday night on Fox, is hosted by Lenny Kravitz. So, Lenny Kravitz hosted. Now, let me see if it gets when this article came out. This on the 27th. This article came out on the 27th. And we're now on the 29th. So, okay. I'm about to continue Let me finish. As voting was opened in May, giving listeners a chance to decide winners in several new diverse categories, with fans voting determining several categories in this year's best lyrics, best video, best comedy, and more. Check below for updates to the list of nominations. The winners of Cash Song here about Time Lizzo, Star Hero, Taylor Swift, so she, as of Harry Styles, Energy Level, Enemy, Imagine Dragons, so the winner of Taylor Swift, Star Hero. First prize, Jack Hart. So, first prize, Jack Hart. So, go to Justin Bieber. He waves animals. She waves Isaacs and Jack Harlow. Women, Doja Cat, Ariana, yeah, Beyonce, Doja Cat, Drake, Dua Lipa, Harry Styles. Harry Styles is the artist of the year. Jack Harlow is Taylor Swift. Here. I hit the advertising by accident. It opened up the advertising. Yeah, Song of the Year. Really was. Artist of the Year. Harry Styles won that. The week, okay. Let's do that for the year. AJR. Peas. Black Pink. Bruno Mars, the pack of Subsonic. Glass Animals. But the winners were Magic Dragons. One Republic, Polly. I'm not mad. I wish Bruno and Anderson would have won. I'm glad that. I'm not mad that the Imagine Dragons won. We got Best Collaboration, Drunk. Ellie King, Miranda Lambert, that's a country song. Elton John, Do Loop, Half of My Hometown, Kelsey Bobby, featuring Kenny Chesney, As Country, I Like You, Post Malone featuring Doja Cat, and this baby Lil Nas and Jack Farrow, Jack Harlow. right now, Post Malone in the week. Sweetest Pie, Megan Thee Stallion, and Dua Lipa. Unholy, Sam Smith, and Kim. Unholy One. I ain't mad at that either. I like that. So I'm not mad at Sam Smith. I'm not mad at that. Because I had to go through the list of all the songs, the artists and songs nominated. And I love country, but I know Itchy Baby's song. I love the song, but I don't listen to it. Don't really listen to Post Malone, even though I know who Post Malone is. It only probably the only song right now out of everybody who's nominated that I listen to. And something about that song is it takes you somewhere. Best new pop artist. You got Dove, Cameron, Gayle Jack, Nicki Moore, Stacey. Excuse me. Okay. Mm. And whoever Jax is, that's who won. Song of the Year. By Dirt, Jim Davis, Richard Bryan. Happy Hometown Kid, Bella Rainey. White True and Tina Chase. Let me stop. She had me at as Carolina. Cole Swindle, never heard of this person. But that's who won. Kind of love we Luke. Luke didn't win. Oh. I like me some Luke Combs. And I'm sure. You know what's crazy? You say, these for white people, these for black people, hip hop black people. You have to understand that music is for everybody. It doesn't mean the genre of music. It's for everybody. Putting separation on stuff. Yes, we created it. Black people created rap, pop, but it's for everybody. If they like it, I'm like it. You know what I'm saying? The only thing, I don't think other cultures and races like hip hop. The only thing, not black people, the N word, when that word is used in the song. Just don't say that. That's all. You can listen to the song, don't say that part. Because you're going to sing that song and guys going to hear you say the N-word and they ain't going to like it and going to beat you down. And I get it. Why you say, well, why can't we use the song? I can use the N-word, but y'all use it all the time. Because when someone is calling you a derogatory word, right, using a derogatory word to say who you are, right? And white people have used the N-word towards black people, and slavery, and we decided as black people to take back power and use it as a term of endearment to each other, but we spell a name with the N-I-G-A and not the R at the end. But still, no, there are some white people who feel that they would say it because they say it. No, if you say for the concept to come along with it. Why? And my thing is, why, as a person, you want to say that word so bad? Knowing the history of that word, knowing it was used as a derogatory word towards black people, why do you want to say it so bad? I don't understand is why other races and cultures say that word that was meant as a derogatory black people. But you, that same word, you claim you're not racist. So if you're not racist, you shouldn't want to say that word. Us as blacks should be using that word. But like I said, we took the word and it so that it, by changing it, by taking it and changing it, gives it more power of our work to us than it is to the other people. That's how they see it. if the world is a derogatory word, no matter what person, including your own race, shouldn't be said. But like I said, we still use it. We still use it. And you know, to suffer the consequences, I go home alone using that word. I'm talking to white people out there, you suffer the consequences, because many of y'all use that word and using it, thinking that the person you're saying it to is drunk. When they're not, they beat you up. Now you want to play victim when you just called man in the N-word. And you got beat down for it, and now you want to play victim, you got beat up. Why don't you tell me why you got beat up? No black person is going to beat up a person for no reason. There's always a reason why the white person is getting beat up by a black person. What's the reason? Just there's always a reason. I'm just reading the catalog, but we got Country Artist of the Year. We got Carrie Underwood. Now, Dean King Brown, Morgan Wallen, Country Artist of the Year, he beat out Carrie Underwood, Jason Aldean, King Brown, Combs. Now, out of this list, Carrie, I like. I've listened to a few of Morgan's songs. We got Best New Country Artist. We got Bailey Zimmerman, Cody Johnson, that's who won in the category, Cody Johnson. We get all these new artists, like, in the hip-hop category, you know, pop, R&B, these new artists, and it's like, a lot of these artists, and I see some of these names, I'm like, I've never seen these artists before. And I don't listen to traditional radio anymore. When I'm doing the show, whatever music I play in the show, what I'm listening to as my music selection, unless I'm on Spotify and I want to hear some country or I want to hear some R&B. You know, other than that, I play on the stage what I listen to. And a lot of these artists I've never heard before, a lot of them may know. And this is my opinion. Vocally, I'm not really good. Hey, thank you. Yeah. I want an artist who can really sing that take things seriously and don't see it like it's a hobby or something. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Okay. After the Best New Afrobeat Artist of the Year, Burna Boy was nominated. Royal Match, I don't know who that is. CK, Fireboy DL, Tim's. Oh no, Royal Match is a game, it's an advertisement. My bad. For CK, Fireboy, DML, Tim's, and Wizkid. So Tim's and Wizkid won. I'm okay with that. Because I saw Fireboy, DML perform, and he didn't move me with his performance. He didn't. Hip hop song of the year, FNL. Hip Kid and Go Real. First Class Jack Harlow. One Girls. Drake featuring Lil Baby. Super Gremlin, Boy That Black. Wait For You Future featuring Drake and Friends. Song that I won. Hip hop artists are Drake, Future, Kodak Black, Lil Baby, Moneybagg Yo. Drake won that. Artists Love, Glorilla, Lotto. So Glorilla and Lotto won. So it was a tie between Glorilla and Lotto, and they both won. Congratulations to them both. Okay. Let's see. I'm trying to get to my category. My category is, what happened? R&B, I want to know who won best R&B album or best R&B artist, best new R&B artist. And once I look that up, but see, for me, I'm one of those people that I don't want to be boxed in. I don't want to be boxed into a genre. I sing it any genre. Like, I sing R&B. I can sing pop. You understand what I'm saying? I don't, as an artist, I don't, you know, I'm not an artist, but if I was, I don't want to be boxed into a genre. Because I do a song, they made, like, Nas X, their Old Town Road, and country people, he was on charge, but then they put him on the charge because he's a rapper, not a country artist. So because he's a rapper, they took his off the chart, which is a country, though he's rapping, it's still a country song. Okay, that's here. So we know a lot of lower less new hip-hop artists. Okay. Now we get to the category for me. R&B song of the year is Break My Soul by Beyonce. Who else? Tim's Free Mind. Hours and Hours Long. I Hate You, SZA. Talking Out the Window. Walls and Innocent. Sex Time. And the winner was SZA. I Hate You. On the Artist of the Year. Army Artist of the Year. Blast. We're no more than 6 hours long. So SZA got 2 awards. Best new artist has Brent Fryers. Money Long won best new R&B artist. Well, Money Long is not new to this. It's just that when she got music years ago under her name, no one was checking for her. Not that her music was bad, just no one, you know, labels. See, this is the thing about what I hate about being in the industry is you get signed to a label and the label don't know what to do with you. And because the label don't know do with you, you're putting bullshit music that ain't gonna go nowhere. Because your music ain't going nowhere and you're not making the label money, the label wants to drop you. And it's not your fault, it's their fault. They knew what type of artist you was, that's why they signed you. But for them to not know what to do with you, you know, a lot of was about R&B, pop, you know, rock, and you know, but pop came and hip hop came out. They didn't know what to do with the rappers. They knew signing the rapper was a lucrative deal, but they just didn't know what to do with the rappers. They had to hire people who knew what to do with the rappers. Yeah. I'm going to say this to you artists, new artists coming out, especially the ones who want to be, who's looking to be signed to major labels. Make sure that these labels have someone, that label to, who knows what to do with you, because I would hate you to be another statistic out there when it comes to this business. Because if you remember Olivia, she's an R&B singer. She was signed to J Records. Alicia Keys came along and J Records signed Alicia Keys. So, well, J showed more love to Alicia than Olivia. And, you know, everybody at A Girls was all about Alicia and they forgot about Olivia. Yeah, she put out a single and the single did I. The label thought, you know what I'm saying? You know how it doesn't sound like the label thought it was going to do. And they focused so much on Alicia Keys that they forgot about Olivia. So she left the label and wound up being signed to 50, but I don't think 50 knew what to do with her either. And she got on, she was the hook of some of the songs, on some of these songs, but I don't think 50 knew what he's a little exact, yeah, but he's hip. He's not R&B. Hip-hop and R&B is not the same. You understand? And hip-hop and R&B is not the same. So you may know what to do with a rapper, but you may not know what to do with an R&B singer. That's why labels need people on their label who know what to do in all their genres. Yeah, not because I have the talent, but if you don't know what to do, it's not going to do any good for either of us. And it's the truth. When you think about it, the labels don't even know what to do with the art. Some of the art signed to the label. They offer these artists these deals because they don't want nobody, other labels to sign them up. But if you don't have anybody to know what to do, then they're not, it's not going to be a loop for you. And that's the truth. It's not going to be a loop for the labels. See, I like what Tifa did when she started her label. She split everything 50-50 with the artist. So, artist owes 50%, you know, 50%, and then once they get, you know, they get to that point where they could buy the other half back, buy the half back at 100%. I like that concept. Okay, and 50-50. But I like that concept, but you as a label gotta have a good amount of money coming from the label. Agree to that. Because if you don't got a good substantial amount of money coming in, you end up owing the artist a lot of money. Yeah. No, that's the iHeart Awards and who won and all that. And that's all I'm... Because I think it said Monday. The article dropped on the 27th, and it said Monday is when it's going to be showing actual awards on TV. Yeah. We're going to talk about, we'll get into some travel news. We're into some travel news right now, and this is about American Airlines. And American Airlines will launch its NDC plan on April 3rd. American Airlines will move forward on April 3rd with a controversial plan to make content only to travel agencies booking through an NDC connection. The cabinet announced a launch in a memo to travel agencies, saying that April 3rd will be the day begins to offer our best available third-party public on NDC connection. American Airlines also said that travel advisors can now view the fares that will only be available via NDC connections. Agents will continue to be able to see those in GDS's legacy EDIFACT technology, but there is an NDC connection to make the booking. American's decision to go forward with April 3rd over the objections of the ASTA, which had asked airlines to hold off on implementing the change until the end of the year. ASTA, as well as many leisure and corporate agencies, have said that American has enough time to update their technology since announced NDC shift, and agencies also expressed concern about the rest of American Airlines and GDS, especially Saber, to handle various booking use cases and post-booking testing. American addressed such concerns in its memo. The three major global systems, several travel providers will be able to provide connections to Americans NDC content by a significant technology transition. Some providers will offer more servicing features and technology in the releases than the small number of servicing functionalities that won't be available either don't affect significant transactions or become available shortly. So, all you travel agents out there, get an NDC, whatever that is. I don't know what this NDC going to do. I don't know if it's going to make it different at the time. I don't know. Yeah. See, they got to get with the technology. every all the airports have American. They have to update, and sometimes updating stuff costs, and some people don't have it. I can't put aside money for this part. You know what I'm saying? But that's the thing. You want, I just thought about something. These people want American weight so they can get enough time to get the agency. But if they told you, back in December, that they were pushing to the NDC, if you knew since December, you should have been different about it. What else did I want to share with y'all? There's some other stuff I wanted to share with you. I remember. That's the crazy thing is when you remember what the hell you wanted to talk about. Now watch. Because I've had this happen where, like, I'm trying to remember a person's name. I can't for the life of me remember the person's name. And when I'm not thinking about the person's name, pop in my head, and I'm like, oh. So I start to remember, oh, so. I have American Airlines told them since December, even though they didn't say American is the launch date, you're still being prepared. You still should have been prepared. Yeah. So this is crazy. And you know the craziest things that happened in the world. I came across this article. It says Florida bill make puberty even more awkward. And where I'm getting this from is Bloomberg. It says the state legislation is mulling a plan to bar sex ed, including information on menstruation before sixth grade. But many girls already have their periods. If I'm a sixth grader and I'm in school, I don't know nothing about period. But saying I'm in school and that happens, and I go to a female teacher and say, Miss Shola, I have a red spot on my pants. I might say the actual word period to the teacher, and the teacher will explain to me. Because, you know, young girls don't know what it is. When you say you got your period, when you're talking about young girls don't know. So it's good to educate them on that. Mm-hmm. But if you And she's just been helping if a young class her period, and she tells the teacher can't out. Especially if the teacher is female and know exactly what she's going through. Yep. I understand it. Maybe for this article. Then it says, for legislature don't want teachers to talk with kids about racism or being gay. Soon we might be able to add with you to the verboten subjects. The state is considering a bill that would ban elementary school teachers from talking about puberty and menstruation with students, many of whom would already be experiencing those changes firsthand. It's hard to believe this is fucking 2020. Yes, it's hard to believe. We live in a country where they're doing stupid shit like this. Yep. And all I tell them students to do, get a note from your parents, it's okay, that they talk to you about that stuff. But parents are not going to have that conversation of diversities with their own kid. If a teacher has it, it takes the way off of them having it, they'll be fine with it. And so, what else is this? As mom of a tween girl, constantly amazed at the wealth of resources about periods and puberty and the market these days. My generation I'm at the article, but I can't read that part. But you're dumb. Florida to me is like a dumb blonde. That's what the state of Florida is like right now, a blonde. Because all this stupid shit they're doing, need to be doing. Banning teachers and talking about puberty and young girls getting angry. So it's crazy. Yep. Crazy. Mr. Matthews, for those. So, I'm sure you heard the about Shirley Ralph being essayed years ago, and she shared her story while doing the podcast, and she didn't mention any names of who essayed her, and essay means sexual assault. She had no names, and guess who, after hearing about what Shirley Ralph said, because she wasn't Judge Matthews, she was a judge. And guess who with what she has to say and speaks about it is Judge Joe Brown. She didn't mention any names, so he gave his own self up about being the one who essays Joe Brown. There's no need for him to be, you know, being mad. She's telling her story. She mentioned no name. You don't want her to say something. And now everybody knows. Nobody would have known that you essayed her. Because she wasn't going to say who the person was. Let me see what else that happened. And sorry for not saying anything. I'm trying to think of what else I wanted to talk with y'all.
Alright, so last night for dinner I made this delicious chicken.
Okay. Sorry for the background noise. But I did want to share it, which I need to pull up the video. Let's go here. Okay, I'm trying to, I thought I reposted in the wrong section. Because you know, when you look at stuff on TikTok and you save it, repost it, have it, let this video play, and put my phone back up. And then I'm going to give you my opinion.
8 years old, and he was on drugs, and then previously in trouble for a sexual assaulting a minor. Now he's free from that, he's on drugs, steals a car, the police get behind him, and pull over, he goes on a high speed pursuit chase, crashes into a green park, and on fire. His girlfriend, passenger, she dies in the fire.
This is who he is talking about. This is Wesley Phelps. He's 28 years old. He was on drugs. He had charges for burglary and assaulting a minor. He led police on a high-speed chase, crashed a car, and his girlfriend died. And Judge Civil Reynolds gave him 3 years. But on the day that Judge Civil Reynolds gave him 3 years, Keith Smith, 65 years. Lee is 15 years old. Him and her kids were breaking into an unoccupied dwelling. The cop showed up, the kids ran, the cop shot Dante Washington, which is Lakeith's best friend, shot Dante in the back 3 times. Due to Alabama's murder law, Lakeith was sentenced to 6 years for the murder of Dante, even though he didn't hold the weapon or shoot anybody. This happened on the same day in the same court by the same judge. 28-year-old who's actually responsible for somebody dying, 50-year-old who's actually not responsible for anybody. 3 years, 65 years. If you can't see the problem here, you're choosing to see the problem. Number one, this is clear racism. Number two, felony murder is a bullshit law. Number three, go to justiceforlakeith.com, see the facts of the case, Lakeith's story, time, vision, most important, listen to me, importantly, the word out. We need every content creator, big, small, and in between, to make a video and put the story of Lakeith Smith in the home of everybody needs to know this story. And injustice is currently in progress in Alabama. Lakeith has been locked up for years. They didn't try him until he was 18. He spent 3 years in jail waiting on a trial. Bring Lakeith home. We need you to share his story. That's it. Just share his story. Please share his story.
So, you just heard a jolly good on TikTok and Instagram. They were talking about this one guy who's on drugs, in a high speed chase, retreat, car caught on fire, killed the girl, gets arrested, goes to jail, has his day in court, judge gives him 3 years. The other young man, who they were talking about, Keith, judge today had nothing to do with the of best friend, and the judge gave him 65 years. He gave 65 years to a 15-year-old at the time who sat in jail for 3 years. So he was 18. I bet, even though he had nothing, what happened to the young man that was shot 3 times by police. I bet you they tried. They didn't make no court date. They had to wait till he hit 18, and they could charge him as an adult. That is messed up. Jolly for the justice for Keith.com. He hit his case on a petition. So I'm going to do. Yep, I'm going to do that. Because that ain't right. He should not be in jail for a crime he didn't commit. That's just the way it is. Because how you give this young man nothing to do with his friend being shot 65 years, but someone who actually did a crime, the way murder, you give him nothing. So I'm going to sign a petition as I talk to y'all. That's what I'm going to do. There was another story I think I wanted to share with y'all, but I can't remember. So yeah, here's the other thing I want to say, which I found it.
I live in America, where the unborn are sacred because they aren't mouths to feed, but once they're here, you don't care about them. I live in America, kids can't say gay, and it's not the kind of love. You don't think it's okay. Then go to hungry, held in poverty, stare because they don't line your pockets, so you really don't care. I live in America, where black women aren't counted when they die during birth because you'll agree with the worst. In school where they should play, but they showed up and shot them today. Women in America, rapists aren't jailed, but women will be if their pregnancies fail. Women in America, where a child has to look down the barrel of a gun and cry for their mother while nothing is done. Stand on your stages, look on in dread, and your thoughts and your prayers never bring back the dead. Women in America, where you shout, you scream lies from the rooftops that we free, where they say you can live the American dream if you give up your lives for their stupid greed. In America, where the unborn are sacred because they aren't mouths to feed, but once they're here, you don't care about their needs. I live in America, where our kids, it's not your kind of love. You think it's okay. You can go to bed hungry, It's called impoverished care because they line your pockets. Really don't care. I live in America. Women aren't counted when they die during birth because if you count them, you'll acknowledge their worth. Kids go to school where they should go in and play, but someone showed up and shot them. I live in America where rapists aren't jailed. Women will have pregnancies fail. I live in America. A child has to live in the barrel of a gun and cry for their mother while nothing is done. Stand on your stages while we look on in dread. And your thoughts and your prayers never bring back to life. I live in America. Where you shout and you scream lies from the rooftops that we are all from. Where they say you can live the American dream if you give your lives for their stupid corporate greed. I love America. Unborn are sacred because they aren't mouths to feed. Once they're here, you don't care about their needs. I love America. Our kids can't say gay. If it's not your kind of love, you don't think it's okay. Then go to hungry, held in poverty, stare because they don't mind your. So you really don't care. I live in America where black women aren't counted when they die during birth. If you count them worth, kids go to school where they should learn and play, but someone showed up and shot them today. I live in America where rapists are jailed, but women will be if their pregnancy fails. I live in America where a child has looked down the barrel of a gun and cry for their mother while nothing is done. Stand on your stages, we've gone in dread, and your thoughts and your prayers never back the dead. I live in America, where you shout and you scream lies from the top that we are all free. Where they say you can live the American dream if you give up your lives for stupid corporate greed. I live in America, where the unborn are sacred because they aren't mouths to feed, but once they're here, they live up their needs.
Okay. In America. That was a that lady has shared to talk about what's going on. Because, you know, there was a school shooting in Nashville, and one of the congressmen from Nashville did an interview, a news interview, and said, we're not doing anything to fix it. But they keep talking about, we care about the kids. It's about the drag queens, they kind of groom our children. We just threw shooting, and you're not going to do anything to fix the problem. But you can drag transgender people, gays, you're going to blame them for anything. When it's them grooming your children, it's clergymen, the pastors, the next door neighbor. Yep. It's crazy, y'all. Yep. So, as I said, I'm signing the petition to free Lakeith Smith. Yep. Yep. And I said, when I heard that earlier by Jolly Good Ginger, I reposted it on my stop, and I was like, that should be this part. He should no longer be able to practice law. How many other people are in jail because of this judge and he get because of this judge and gave them a hard sentence that they're crying? You're giving a 15-year-old 65 years in prison for a crime they didn't commit? A 15-year-old who had this in jail until he was 18 for there to be a case. I hope his family has the best attorney so he was 15 and he outfit. And the things the Jolly says, he didn't get fired until 18. And he's already been in there for 8 years. So he's already in his 20s. And I bet you the cop, I shot his son, it's still a cop. Mm-hmm. It's crazy, guy. That's crazy. Well, I'm going to end the show right here because that just killed my vibe right there. That killed my vibe. I will see you at the next show, which is Music Fame. And another version of Lesson in Music. I appreciate you tuning in and rocking with your girl, especially if you're in Argentina. Rocking with your girl, is it? I think it's raining. I'm glad I was walking earlier before it rained. And it's raining now, okay? But I appreciate every person that tunes in, if they listen to the archive, I appreciate you. I'm the artist who wants me to play right here in the station. All you gotta do is hit me up at 201-399-2014. 201-399-2014. You can hit me up at rosesystem.net. The business show is on the 19th at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. You got the business on the archive. Anyone with something super mocha 347-2218. That's 347-2218. If you miss any show, go by Road to Star the Radio. All you gotta do is go to boxradio.com/Road to Star. Just Google Road to Star the Radio to see the many platforms that we are on. And as you know, that Road to Star and the Black Oak Fellow Foundation teamed up for the Help an Artist initiative. We're looking for artists to help put out music. Doesn't matter what genre you perform in, we want to put out some music. So, are y'all going to go to Roll the Star? And you want, you need the help, and you're going to go to rollthestardom.net and go to contact me section. Let me do that. I'm going to do it step by step. The website. Okay. All right. Let's start down. Go to the contact. You can tap this contact. And then click that. Okay. Sorry for the background noise. But you're going to see it says, contact me, Nika Simmons. And you're gonna put your name. Contact me, you're gonna put your name. So let's say I'm gonna put my name. Let's put And I can't add my name. Right? I'm going to put my, you're going to put an email, subject. So on the subject line, you're going to put a helping artist initiative. That's what you're going to put in the subject line. Right? Message. In the message section, the box where you're going to type your message, you want to put, hey or hello, my name is, and you give me your name. You're going to say, I go by the name, that'll be your artist name. You're going to say, your name is, say, I go by the name, I'm an R&B singer. Right? And R&B singer. You're going to add a snippet of your music to the post. Now, when you send it, get it, look it over. I'll listen to the clip. The people on the panel will also get to hear the listen of you singing before singing of a song as well, producers. Yeah, so some artists don't how to write their songs. So that's where the songwriter comes in. And then the producer will be, you know, have ready that the artist will be able to use to make their song. Done, the song will be, you know, all of the platforms. But also, what I want to do is the artist that I pick. So let's just say we pick a country artist, and then the artist we work with is only the next hip hop. Let's say we got seven genres. All the artists got helped so that the people can listen to it. Yeah. That's what I was thinking. And for you producers, gonna go to Darren.net. Songwriters, if you have a snippet of your work that you, of music you wrote that's out, you can send a snippet of that. Producers, we want to hear your beats, but not beats already given to other artists, because if that artist has that beat and you already gave it to another artist, they know the answer. Is you're going to turn the person down because is using the beat. We don't want that to happen. We want you to give beat that you have given to an artist. Because I hear the story that a producer gave me a beat and it gave that same beat to somebody else, and even though he gave it to me first and then they get the same beat out of song before I do, and then I put my song, people think I bite that person when I'm not, but that's gonna think. Yeah. That's why sorry, I was just referring for it. But that's why I say to the producer, so there's no no conflict, because I don't want us to pick your feet. And somebody else takes the same we put before they do, but not a king. Yep. Now they won't be able to use it because in the public opinion, that the person gave the beat to stole it. So, yeah. The ways you can help for those of you, there's ways that you can help with the initiative. You go to PayPal. I put in paypal.me/roadtostardom. paypal.me/blackoakforever, which is paypal.me/blackoakforever. BLAKOKE. Yeah. And I'm sorry, that went deaf a little bit. I ain't moving to. So I will see you at the next show, because I want to say peace, my love. Bye-bye now. Let me in.